And welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. Chance, my brother, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up. So we are live. We are in the village, y'all. I'm still trying to get the live stream going for the Facebook page. But hey, it's all good. So anyways, let's jump into these topics. You are politicking with the village. Chance, my brother, let's attack this Nunes memo. I was able to read it at work, and I am still a little bit confused as to where Trump feels vindicated in all this, because I was able to actually sit and read it, and I'm just like, no, nobody overreached. These were investigations that were started because you said you wanted to be president. So this is what they're going to do. They're going to investigate you, right? Nobody overstepped anything. So I'm going to throw it to you because you're my political guy. So what were your thoughts after you read the memo?
Man, Trump's a fool. Who's base?
Damn.
Really, all it is him pandering to his base. To the Republican hacks that are really just focused on trying to dismiss this thing. Maybe they have clean hands and maybe they don't.
Mm-hmm.
The more it calls into question their own integrity and their own possible involvement in this whole truly treasonous scheme.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Nunes even threw this thing together and he calls himself a representative of the people. It's disgusting.
Yeah. I went through this, and then of course I had to go and listen to some major networks, and it was amazing to me how many Republicans were literally like, this is nothing. This has nothing. This is nothing. And I think the one that spoke out to me the most was Trey Gowdy, Republican from South Carolina. You know, he is the guy when it comes to certain political things. Like, he was the one that was pushing the Benghazi things, if Villa doesn't remember. He came on national television, was on Fox News and CNN and everywhere else. He was like, this is nothing. It's not about him. This is nothing. That investigation, the Russia probe, will continue. I don't know what he's talking about. And then, of course, there was another Republican out of Utah, a few other Republicans out of major states. So I don't even understand what Trump is truly saying, how this is vindicating him, and how this is showing that this was a bunch of crap. Now, this is what I see happening, and I'll wrap this segment up real quick here. What I see happening is he's looking for a reason to fire the acting director of the FBI. Mm-hmm. The acting director of the FBI is the one who Mueller reports to, right? He gets rid of the acting director. He brings in somebody that he wants to bring in. And guess what happens? Now we can fire Mueller. He can say, well, my FBI director thought it was necessary and I went with his recommendation, so he doesn't look like the bad guy. That's what I see happening with all this. I don't see anything else. We can go on.
I think you're spot on with it. So,
oh yeah, that's how I've been reading this thing for the last few days. You know, like I try not to focus on like a liberal perspective. I try to go through everybody. And let me tell you, some of the like Fox News, they've lost their minds as far as I'm concerned. This is absolutely insane and how hyped up they were about this thing. And it's nothing. When your own Republicans are like, it's nothing. You guys look stupid. You sound stupid right now. Stop. Mm-hmm. But they keep pushing it. It is what it is, man. There's nothing I can say about that. Anything else on this chance before we move on?
No.
Okay, so next thing I want to talk about here, as I'm pulling up my notes here, guys, there is an actual Nazi who is running under the GOP bandana for Congress. Former leader in the American Nazi Party is about to be the only Republican on the ticket for a congressional race in Illinois. According to Chicago Sun-Times, Arthur Jones, a Holocaust denier who has repeatedly tried and failed to attain office, is the only candidate seeking the GOP nod for the seat in the heavily Democratic 3rd Congressional District, right? He's running, he's a white supremacist running in a largely Democratic district, which lets me know that there is a large amount of people of color in this region, and no one else is running against him. That's kind of sickening.
And he got the party nod. I would have thrown up Mickey Mouse, anybody else, to maintain the integrity, some semblance of human decency to the party.
Yes.
Allow a neo-Nazi white supremacist to wave the banner of my party. It's unconscionable that the Republicans of the state of Illinois and at the national level have allowed this to happen.
Mm-hmm. And it's just going through. It's not even the fact that he's going uncontested. I think that's the thing that bothers me. I wouldn't care if another Republican was like, "Hey, I'm gonna go ahead and put my bid in for this, and we'll call it even," right? But there's no one even contesting him, and this is a Democratic district, right? You're talking about now white supremacists will be controlling, the say-so, for lack of a better word, for a community largely of people of color. That's absolutely insane.
Well, chances are he's probably not going to win because the district is so very left-leaning.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of the excuse the Republicans are giving for not placing a candidate in there and allowing him to run uncontested. But that's a very dangerous thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, look at what happened in Alabama when they threw up their guy, the Republicans did, and he lost because he was so unconscionable.
Mm-hmm.
Such a, you know, just a grotesque individual, you know, that he lost the race to a Democrat in a heavily Republican district. You can't underestimate what could or could not happen up until election day. A Democrat could die. You know, mm-hmm. Something could happen. You know, God forbid, you know, something could happen. And that man, woman, in the Democratic side could be ineligible to run anymore. Then who do you have left? That's something you don't want to play with. You don't want to even run the risk of a potential, the slightest potential of him having a nod of a major party.
Mm-hmm. Then
he has funding from a major party.
Yes, that part right there.
And what that shows me is that shows, you know, for the party, for the Republicans, it's a lose-lose no matter what happens, because he's now associated with the Republican Party.
That's it.
And for Democrats, win or lose, they have a neo-Nazi white supremacist they can point to as this is the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Republican Party. This is what you support. Neo-Nazi white supremacists. What do the GOP, what can the GOP say against? You allowed him to run uncontested.
Exactly. What can they say? And I think that's the biggest issue, is what can they say? What can be said to say that this is okay? Because to me, there's nothing that can be said. Okay, he's running uncontested. But at the end of the day, if he does actually win, and he probably won't, right? Would they actually seat him? Would they confirm him? That's the question that I have, right? Because, I mean, he could win it. Let's be honest here, Chance. He could win it, right? We said Trump couldn't win. At this point in life, I'm like, you know what? Anything can happen. That's just how I feel. Anything can happen, right? So at this point, I'm just like, you know what, man? Y'all got to do something. Figure it out. I don't know, but this is not it. What you don't want is this as your representation. That's what you do not want. So, anything else on this, Chance, man, before we move on?
No.
Okay, guys. So, we down and dirty here in the Village. 15, 20 minutes on politicking with the Village. So, this next one here, Chance, let's talk about these riots in Philly.
Oh, no. Those are just...
No, those are riots.
Some rowdy sports fans.
No.
Sports fans that were just
no.
Out of hand.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
They're you know, they're just good kids that are.
You're not gonna get you're not going to get anything, any kind of love on this one here. And Village, I have a video for you guys.
They're straight. Those are the thugs that the media hasn't called thugs yet.
Yeah, has not called thugs yet, but they are thugs, right? So Village, I have a video for you guys. Yeah, so if you're this guy, or if you're someone like him or anything else, just go and drown yourself, okay? Let's go ahead and play this. Chance, enjoy. What the hell? That's all I can say.
Oh.
What's that, Chance?
Wow. That wasn't the video I was expecting to see. You know, flipping over the cars, pulling down the light post.
Yeah, we all saw that. We all saw those videos. Let's be honest here. We saw those, right? But
That
was what? Uh-huh. That was truly a... I don't know what the hell just happened moment. He decided, you get that drunk and you decide that eating horse feces is the thing to do. Hey man, more power to you. You know, yeah. I don't know. Chance, you got anything on this?
Too much Bear Grylls, man.
What's that?
He's been watching too much Bear Grylls, Survivor in the Wild. You know,
no, Bear Grylls isn't that bad.
And stuff.
Bear Grylls is, but that's survival. This was. Oh my God! Jimmy, you want me to do it? Tim, you want me to do it too? Chad, I got you. Let's go. And that's what happened. That's basically like literally Timmy, Chad, and the other guy. With the cell phone, hyped him up, and he ate horse shit.
So you know, that was so for me, that was some frat boy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever. That kind of plays to the narrative of that they were just a rowdy crowd that got out of hand.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that. It
definitely wasn't like that. But to show the level of stupidity and ignorance,
mm-hmm.
that they really went to over a sports team they're not getting paid. They're not on payroll.
Nope.
You know, I don't really get it, but that's just me.
Yep.
I don't even know what to say. But what I will say is the media and their double standard on how they handle a group of peaceful protesters that are black are riotous. A black person being brutalized by white people, he gets around. All of that kind of stuff.
Yep.
You have these white guys caught on tape. Caught on video. And they're sitting there tearing up public property, tearing up private property. And they're not a riot? I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't get it either, bro. I don't get it. And that's the biggest piece about all that is they weren't labeled the way we would have been labeled, right? Like when we protest, we're protesting some kind of injustice. When people protest, when people are rioting because their team won, it's just a bunch of spirited youths and stuff like that. You know, they're just having fun. Yeah, you're having fun tearing your city up. Right? For no reason. Your football team won. You should be at a bar celebrating somewhere. Right? Yeah. But you're turning over cars and destroying things because your team won. But when African Americans or other people of color or our white allies are saying, hey, this is an issue within this community, all of a sudden it's a problem? Just saying, America, reevaluate your situation. Chance, my brother, anything else on this one, man? I got one more bonus question for you. Anything else you want to say about this?
Ooh. Ooh. I wonder how long it's going to take him to get that taste out of his mouth.
You can never live that down. I don't give a damn who he is. He'll never live that down. Bonus question for you, Chance Village, if you guys want to tune in and chat with us later about this. Should President Trump take a meeting with Investigator Mueller? You think he should actually do that?
So I couldn't hear your question. You were totally broken up.
Okay. Should President Trump meet with Robert Mueller in regards to the Russia probe? Do you think they should meet?
If I was his lawyer, I would absolutely not.
Okay.
But since I'm not his lawyer, and I think he committed treason, I would say absolutely yes. Go run there. Don't walk. Run. Get sworn in and testify.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do it today.
Hey, I get it. Okay. So real quick, I'll say my thoughts on it real quick, and then we'll wrap the show up, man.
All right.
Quickly, what I think is, I think he needs to rehearse what he needs to say. I think he needs to go ahead and make this meeting happen. Because truth of the matter is, I see a subpoena coming his way. So that's what I see happening. I see a subpoena coming. So I think he needs to get with his lawyers, get a game plan going, and take the meeting now. Because if he waits for the subpoena, it's going to look worse. But if he's willing to say, hey, you know what, I'll go ahead and take this meeting. Let's do it. Let's talk about it. Right? To his base, he's going to look great. To those that are doubting him, at least it removes a little bit of doubt. Right? A little bit of doubt. Right. Not enough, but it removes a little bit of doubt that he's willing to go in there and have the meeting. But if you wait for that subpoena, of course his base is going to follow him regardless. It's whatever. Right? But those that doubt him, now they have even more reason to doubt him. And that's my opinion on that. Chance, how'd they get a hold of you, sir?
You hit me at Chance W. Brown on Twitter.
Okay, so I'm at Enlighten My Mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What did I missed? I'm sorry.
And you can find me on the Welcome to the Village page as well. I'm up there posting every once in a while.
That's right. You sure are. Most definitely. Most definitely. So I'm at Enlighten My Mind. I handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. Show can be heard on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic, Tumblr by searching Welcome to the Village. Crowdcast replays can be seen on the Welcome to the Village YouTube channel. Please subscribe to the Welcome to the Village YouTube channel, guys. We'd really appreciate it. Also can be seen on Tumblr and Google Plus by searching Welcome to the Village. Phone number 619-202-1562. Email welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Website is welcometothevillage.wixsite.com/website. If you guys simply go to Crowdcast, create an account, subscribe to us, and subscribe to us, you guys will go ahead and you will get all notifications, and that'll be that. Advertising available through Fiverr. Just search W2 The Village, all one word. Etsy page, go to W2TV, shirts, wristbands, swag, tank tops, all that stuff. Hit us up, man. We got stuff to sell you guys. All right? Support the village. As the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. Have a great night, everybody. Bye. You rocking with the village. You rocking. Get it.